Well, anthropology is a very broad discipline. You could describe it as the study of people in all their facets and variety, which means, for one thing, we are the experts on other cultures. If somebody wants to market cell phones in Zimbabwe, they would be unwise not to contact an anthropologist who has expertise in the cultures of Zimbabwe or Tanzania or Bangladesh, wherever. But in addition to this focus on cultures around the world, anthropologists also look at people as biological beings. So we are the ones that answer the question, why is sickle cell anemia more widespread in African American populations than in Anglo or white American populations? And it has to do with relationships with malaria in Africa, et cetera, et cetera. But I just want to point out that anthropology really is about people in all of our variety. And this is, of course, the world we live in, a world full of different people with lots of variety.
Can you give me some examples of what some of your colleagues are up to around the state of Florida, that things that, you know, like you mentioned, things that are important to society?
Well, I'm thinking right off the bat of Diane and Arlen Chase at the University of Central Florida. They do physical anthropology and archaeology. I know that some years ago, the body of a child was excavated by the police out near Oviedo, and they were puzzled what's going on with this. And they took it to the anthropology department at UCF, and Diane Chase quickly concluded, this is the child of a girl, probably 5 to 7 years old, et cetera, et cetera. And it turned out it was the tragic case of Regina Mae Armstrong that they had hit upon. Diane Chase, anthropologist, gave them that key information. And actually, along with that, that reminds me of a PhD graduate, Becky Saunders, with a degree from the University of Florida. She was in a team that went to Yugoslavia to excavate and identify the remains from mass graves. It was the work that she and her team did that triggered the international tribunal that eventually brought Milosevic to trial. There are just so many things that anthropologists are doing. I could actually go on a bit if you want me to.
That's fascinating. And I know there are a number of anthropologists around the state working on pre-Columbian cultures, the Timucuan cultures and so on.
Sure, there are. Glenn Doran at Florida State University excavated the two oldest human brains over near Melbourne about 15 years ago, a really amazing and important study. Also outside Tallahassee, a place that I hope the governor has visited or will soon if he hasn't, there's the Mission San Luis. A team of archaeologists from the anthropology department at Florida State University has excavated this mission, which includes both Native American settlement and evidence of their culture, as well as the colonial settlements. And if you go there, I encourage everyone within striking distance of Tallahassee to visit this site. It's a wonderful tourist attraction for Florida. Tourist attraction, Florida, we're talking about jobs here, and jobs that have been made possible by the work of the good anthropologists at Florida State University.
Well, now, Bob, you're working, obviously, but there are only so many university teaching positions available, and most of those require a doctorate, such as you yourself hold. What other kinds of jobs specifically are available for your students who are graduating with anthropology degrees?
Well, in response to this, I would have to say anthropology, as you say, as a specialization, is most at home in an educational institution like a university or at a museum. Lots of museums employ a lot of anthropologists. But people who do not have that kind of specialized focus, like an advanced degree in anthropology, really are falling back on their liberal arts background in general. And in this regard, I would say anthropology is similar to history, psychology, English, other degrees, which are the degrees that really our democracy is based on. It's the education in the liberal arts that makes for good citizens. Thomas Jefferson and the other founders were experts in human nature and human society, and it's on these conceptions of human nature and human society that American institutions like our democratic voting system and so forth are based. So this is a vital area of knowledge that anthropology is a part of. So I think any student that graduates with a degree in one of these liberal arts disciplines is on the way to being a good citizen, first of all. And of course, what job might you get? It could be anything. Could be in a bank, could be as part of a business. You might actually put your specific anthropological expertise to work. If somebody said, well, we want you to go to Mexico where we're going to try to open a new plant, and we need somebody who knows something about Mexican culture, you may have an advantage over an English major or history major in that particular case. So I think we're talking about liberal arts in general when we talk about the benefit of an undergraduate degree in anthropology.
Yeah, I think you're right. And the governor singled out anthropology, and possibly that's because we learned today his own daughter graduated with an anthropology degree and is working in a different field right now. But as you said, it really is about all liberal arts studies, music, art, history, and so on. Let me ask you this from the other side. What is the... What would be the effect on society if the liberal arts are de-emphasized in favor of a shift in focus to strictly science and technology?
This would be very problematic, certainly. I hate to bring up everybody's favorite evil genius, but one of the things that the German government did when it was under the control of the Nazis was to cut back on social sciences. They don't want people thinking about things that are going to make them more difficult to control. So as I say, I think the liberal arts, these are the disciplines that make us not only good thinkers, but good citizens. I think in a democracy, and I know Thomas Jefferson said something to this effect, that if you don't have a well-educated citizenry, you're not going to have a free citizenry. And this really reflects, again, the values of the founders. They built America on the basis of their understanding of the liberal arts more than anything. That's what our democratic institutions are rooted in. And this knowledge is the kind of knowledge citizens need in order to maintain these institutions to their full potential.
Well, Bob, I think what the governor was getting at in a somewhat awkward way, perhaps, is, you know, we've all heard anecdotally of college graduates with high student loan debt, sometimes in the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, and graduating with degrees that just don't lead to a job. And they end up as, you know, working at Starbucks or Taco Bell or something. And what I'm wondering is, do your graduates with an anthropology degree have a better chance at employment than someone with no degree at all?
Certainly. Oh, yes, far better. That's an easy one. I know dozens of my graduates in particular have taken jobs. They're history teachers. One is a theater teacher up in the Daytona area. A lot of them have gone into business, some of them directly getting jobs in the world of business. Others, from their undergraduate anthropology degree, they get an MBA, and then they went into business. We have quite a few anthropology majors who have become attorneys. If you don't have a degree at all, you're in a seriously disadvantaged position.
One of the reasons the governor says he wants to see more science and math majors is that he says they create economic value for the state. What, in your view, is the value, the economic value of an anthropologist for society? And is that more or less than a scientist or an engineer?
I would say it's about the same, not more, not less. I certainly agree with the governor that the STEM disciplines are important, science, math, and so forth. And I wouldn't want to take away from them at all. But on the other hand, as I was saying a moment ago, if you want to market a product in an environment that you're not particularly familiar with, You may use the technology expert to build the new cell phone, let's say, but if you go to Tanzania and think you're going to suddenly sell it to the local people, you would be very well advised to get an anthropologist who'd done work in Tanzania to tell you about the way the local market is likely to respond to your product. You may sell it to a very small minority group that others in Tanzania feel a certain sense of conflict towards, and then by that simple gesture, you've branded your item negatively. So what you maybe would want to do is come out with two models, one to sell to each side of that ethnic dividing line. Anthropology has an awful lot to offer to the world of business and the world of government and non-governmental organizations, etc.
Now, when he released released his legislative priorities, he cited research, Governor Scott did, showing less than 20% of graduates from the state university system are earning those so-called STEM degrees, science, technology, engineering, math. And he estimates that there are going to be at least 120,000 high-tech jobs in the state in 7 years. And he says Florida is not preparing students to do those jobs. Now, that does seem like a looming problem. What would you recommend?
I would recommend a general push on behalf of education, and that's something I haven't really seen in Florida. I think we're more likely to see talk about cuts to our educational institutions. By all means, let's pour money into physics, engineering, math. Yes, let's. But while we're doing that, by no means should we take it away from anthropology or psychology or English. That would be a big mistake. Really, I don't feel that anthropology needs to be defended. I think Florida needs to be defended from this kind of thinking. Our anthropology will take care of itself regardless of what the governor says. But Florida will be in trouble if we undervalue anthropology and other liberal arts disciplines that our democracy and our economic well-being depend on.